Joe Biden, Make America Respected Around the World Again, As China Rejoices. By Christina Wong on November 7, 2020. Former Vice President Joe Biden said in a speech Saturday night that he ran for president to make America respected around the world again, as the United States' top adversary, China, celebrated the media's calling the race for Biden. Biden said in his speech, "I sought this office to restore the soul of America. To rebuild the backbone of the nation, the middle class. To make America respected around the world again and to unite us here at home." Meanwhile, China earlier Saturday mocked President Trump, who many argue has been the toughest U.S. president on China in their lifetime. The official newspaper of the Central Committee of the Chinese Communist Party, the People's Daily China, retweeted the president's tweet that said, "I won this election, by a lot," and added a laughing emoji with the comment "haha," according to the Washington Post. The official Chinese paper later deleted the tweet. According to Vice, Chinese citizens rejoiced in the prospect of a Trump defeat. One wrote on the popular microblogging site Weibo, "You're fired. I'm glad that Americans are finally showing some intelligence and exercising their so-called superior sense of democracy," Vice also reported. Biden's name shot to the top of trending charts and forums on the state-censored microblogging site, with millions of Weibo netizens praising the well-deserved victory. "Woohoo, a great day for the world and an even better event for China," said one user, reflecting a broader mood of change from Trump, whose administration engaged in costly, drawn-out trade wars with Beijing that stoked tensions between the two world powers. Asia expert Grant Newsham, a retired U.S. Marine Corps officer and former U.S. diplomat, wrote in a November 6, 2020, Asia Times article, predicting a softer stance towards China under a Biden presidency. "Although one hears that getting tough with China is now a bipartisan theme, I've not seen a shred of evidence to suggest that the term means the same thing in Biden circles as it does in Trump circles. We may know soon enough," Newsham, a senior research fellow at the Japan Forum for Strategic Studies and the Center for Security Policy, added. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.